Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Monday, October 6th, and futures are pointing to a higher open, picking up right where we left off with those record highs last week.
Absolutely. The mood is definitely positive this morning. We're seeing a cautiously bullish sentiment across the board. The S&P futures are up about 22 points, and the NASDAQ is leading the way, up over 170 points. There's one name driving almost all of that excitement.
Let me guess. It has something to do with AI.
You got it. The big story, without a doubt, is Advanced Micro Devices, or AMD. The stock is exploding higher in the pre-market, up almost 24%.
Wow, 24%. What is fueling that incredible move?
It's a massive deal with OpenAI. AMD announced a 6-gigawatt agreement to power OpenAI's next-generation AI infrastructure. And get this. As part of the deal, OpenAI is taking a significant equity stake with a warrant for up to 160 million shares of AMD. This is a monumental move in the AI arms race.
That is absolutely huge. Meanwhile, we still have the government shutdown persisting through the weekend. The market seems to be completely ignoring it, though. Why the disconnect?
For now, the market sees it as political theater. But there is a real risk brewing under the surface. Analysts are concerned that a prolonged shutdown could lead to a data blackout. If government agencies can't release key economic reports, it could seriously complicate the market's view of the economy, and more importantly, the Fed's view.
That's a great point. So no economic data on the calendar for today. What's happening overseas?
It's a mixed bag. The big headline was Japan's Nikkei, which soared almost 5% to a fresh record high. That move came after the election of Sunae Takaichi, who is seen as a proponent of more stimulus. On the other hand, Europe is mostly flat, but France is underperforming, with their main index down over 1% after their prime minister resigned. So, some political turmoil there.
Got it. Let's bring it back home. Any other corporate news making waves besides AMD?
Definitely. We've got some major M&A news in the banking sector. Comerica is set to be acquired by Fifth Third Bancorp in an all-stock deal. That's why you're seeing Comerica, or CMA, gapping up over 9%, while the acquirer, Fifth Third, is trading down about 4%. Pretty standard for these kinds of deals.
Interesting. And what about individual stocks? Any analyst calls catching your eye?
A few big ones. Micron got a nice upgrade to overweight from Morgan Stanley with a $220 price target. The stock is up over 4% on that. On the flip side, we're seeing some downgrades in retail and restaurants. JP Morgan cooled on Abercrombie and Fitch, and Bank of America downgraded names like Papa John's and Shake Shack.
So it sounds like there's a bit of rotation happening under the surface. Where is the strength right now?
That's exactly right. The technicals show that while the broad market is strong, there was some late-day weakness in mega-cap tech last week. Money seems to be flowing into other areas. We're seeing strength and accumulation in lithium and battery miners, as well as the biotech sector. Utilities and healthcare also led gains. It's a rotation away from the biggest names.
So for traders listening right now, what are the key levels they should be watching at the open?
Okay, let's get specific. For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, watch support right around 667 to 668. Resistance is up at 675. For the tech-heavy QQQ, support is at 600, with resistance at 610. A firm break above those resistance levels could signal the next leg up, but if we fall below support, it could trigger some selling.
Perfect. So what's the final takeaway for today? What's on your watch list?
The takeaway is to ride the positive momentum, but be smart about it. The AMD news is providing a major tailwind for tech, but watch for that rotation. Don't just blindly chase the mega caps. I'm looking for strength in those emerging themes, like lithium and biotech. My watch list today is focused on LITM for a continuation setup, and I'm watching a crypto-linked name like Coin for an anticipation play, as Bitcoin also just hit an all-time high.
Fantastic analysis. A lot to watch at the opening bell. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning into The Morning Dose.